Last night at about 8:40 our time, Donald Trump announced that as President of the United States, he had launched 59 cruise missiles into Syria, essentially destroying an airstrip. We did warn the Russians, so we didn't get in any sort of a mushroom cloud. We, in fact, then the Russians, we assume, warned Syria, who moved some of their planes out. I don't know for $88.5 million how many 55-gallon drums of sarin gas we were able to destroy. It was expensive, but of course, America is definitely influenced by pictures that we see.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council.
Most politicians, both left and right, are saying it was a good, measured response to Assad. My only question is, define victory in Syria now. Does Assad have to go, or is just enough for Donald Trump to say, I, unlike my predecessor, did something?
Well, you look at some of the things that the Syrian coalition and some of the folks in Turkey are saying this morning, and they're ready to just crown this as a victory.
And be done with it?
Yeah, well, no.
Turn
not
the page?
Not be done with it, but it says that it takes and it turns back 8 years of doing nothing to say that, you know what, we're not going to allow this to go on. Maybe a message has been sent, but you're right. Where does it go from here? How do you end it? What's the next step?
And also, one other thing, and we're going to take this up with Mike Rogers, former congressman, House Intel Committee chairman, now a commentator, a guy who's not allowed to talk about a lot of the things that he heard when he was on Capitol Hill, obviously. But one advantage, I think, maybe, or one positive of this, I think, is the fact that he's our president's meeting with the Chinese premier right now. We're saying, you got to do something about North Korea, or we will, unilaterally. And if you doubt us, take a look at what happened last night.
Well, he had a lot of, a lot of Trump's campaign message was, we're not going to do things the way we always have, and you're going to be held accountable for things that you do. And
but who's been held accountable? We didn't target the palace of Assad. He's fine today. So are the Russians. Let's take it up with Mike Rogers, the congressman. Congressman, good morning. Thanks for your expertise in advance. Your overall thoughts on our efforts in Syria yesterday, sir?
It had to happen. This was a very important event for a whole host of reasons. So remember, most of these types of events have broader impact. So we sent a message certainly to Assad, but we also sent a message to our Arab allies in the region. You sent a message to the Russians, and you sent a message to the rest of the world that the policy of the last 8 years is over, and there is a change of direction, meaning if we tell you we're going to do something, we do it. That has huge implications on negotiations with China, with Russia, with North Korea, as I said, with our Arab League partners, who now, I think, finally believe that we're back in this game of understanding that we have to have some conclusion of what's happening in Syria.
Does the message get diminished at all when we say that we've sent a message? That's where I stand, too. I've said the same thing as we've learned about this since last night, but and my partner would say, we didn't hit any palaces. We didn't take out any operations. The Russians knew we were coming. There's really been no specific damage to the chemicals that we know of, but does this message that we sent, does that do enough?
I think it does. And again, remember, this. Most people, you can't look at it for the sole event. I think this was very, very measured. Matter of fact, they didn't crater the runways. And I think that was done probably not to honk off the Russians too much, but just to tell them, hey, guess what? You're there. You're on the ground. You're in charge. We can still hit these targets. So listen, the next time we have a conversation, you need to listen a little harder. These are all important things. So what they did, and this was, candidly, this was something that was proposed, and I supported back in 2013 when the whole red line discussion, and then everyone wanted to negotiate with the Russians to remove chemical weapons from Syria. By the way, how did that work out for us? And so I thought back then, let's target the instruments that they have that would enable them to deliver a chemical weapon.
Congressman,
and that's exactly what you saw today. It was very limited, very targeted. They went after equipment pieces to say, we're serious about this. We're going to hurt your ability to do that chemical weapon delivery.
Congressman, I've been taken to task by a number of our listeners. We're talking to Congressman Mike Rogers, former congressman. He was the House Intel chairman. Look, I understand the pictures of kids being gassed are horrific. I get that. But with 470,000 plus dead in the last 6 years in the Syrian civil war, what difference does it make what the methodology of death is?
Well, it makes it significant. These are weapons of mass destruction, and you can allow that to happen anywhere, or you will allow it to happen everywhere. And so you have to draw that line. But remember, this is bigger than just that. I mean, that is in of itself a reason to engage, to make sure that the world understands that we will allow no one to get, obtain, and use weapons of mass destruction, including terrorists, by the way, which really want to get their hands on this kind of stuff. And so I think that is really, really important that we do that. But also remember the whole red line issue, and the foreign policy in the last 8 years has been really destructive for the resolve, or at least a perception of U.S. resolve in tackling hard issues. When now that's back on the table, this resolve is back on the table, it will have good impact in negotiations for other things. Remember, if you want to get to yes in a diplomatic negotiation, it's always best to have the 101st Airborne over one shoulder and the 7th Fleet over the other. Not that you ever want to use them, but they got to believe that you'll use them.
Another 20th century man said that, politics grows out of the barrel of a gun.
I hate to say it, but war is an instrument of politics.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
It's at the back end of it. It's failure. You hope you never get there, but that's exactly what it is.
Well, what it was, $88 million. We spent $88 million. We didn't even crater the runway. I mean, even Richard M. Daley cratered the runway. Fine. There's the art of the deal. Okay, so he's made his point. He's made his point. He's willing to push the button. He's willing to deploy assets, at least military assets, maybe not blood, but treasure. Great, fine. And it sends a message to the Chinese that we'll move unilaterally against North Korea. Maybe it's money well sent. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and again, this has to be part of a broader strategy. If this was just what this was, and somehow the Trump administration folks took this as, hey, this got us out of the paper for a few days, then it is a huge mistake. If it is what I think it is this broader strategy layout of we are telling the rest of the world that the United States is back in the leadership role, and when we say something, we mean it, then it will pay huge dividends for peace and prosperity around the world.
Huh. There you go.
Yeah, well, it's well said. Congressman, thank you very much for your time on short notice this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Take care. That's Mike Rogers joining us here on WDLS.
It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack.
Right.
Well, I was just thinking, what he just said was kind of the opposite of what Durbin said. Well, this is it. We've sent our message, and we're going to pull back, and we're going to wait. Mike Rogers? No, there's got to be something else, so let's see where it goes from here. I think Trump did exactly what he said he was going to do on the campaign trail, and he made that point last night.